Sheni. The pasuk continues, Loisasu Ovil Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. Loisisa Fnedol, do not favor the poor by saying that the wealthy must support the poor anyway. So let me allow the poor to win the decision, win the judgment, win the dintira. Veloisedar Pnegodol, do not honor the wealthy by saying that how can I embarrass this wealthy person by letting him lose the dintira? He is the son of great people. The pasuk says no. Betzedek tishpat amisecha. With righteousness, you shall judge your friend. Do not favor the poor, and also do not favor the rich. Rashi tells us a second shot in Betzedek tishpat amisecha, and that is, Havedon eschavercho lekavschus. You should give your friend the benefit of the doubt. When the conduct of your friend is questionable, give him the benefit of the doubt, and bidan him lekavschus, you shall judge him toward the scale of merit. Betzedek, with righteousness, tishpat amisecha, judge your friend. Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecha, you shall not go about gossiping among your nation. This is the Isser of speaking Lashon Hara. Rashi tells us that the word Rochel is like the word Rogil to spy, because letters that come out of the same part of the mouth are interchangeable, and therefore a Chaf is interchangeable with a Gimel. Rochel is like Rogil, which means to spy. Do not go around spying in other people's houses, because the people who used to speak Lashon Hara used to go to other people's houses in order to pick up information and bad shmois, bad Lashon Hara about other people to relate in the shuk, in the marketplace. Loiselech Rochel, do not go about spying Ba'amecha among your nation. Loisamoid Aldam Riecha, do not stand over the blood of your friend. Which means, if your brother is dying, your friend is dying, he is drowning, or an animal is attacking him, listim robbers are attacking him, and you are able to save him, Loisamoid Aldam Riecha, do not stand around and watch when your friend is being killed, but rather help him out. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in my way, and also I am the one who is believed to punish the ones who go against me. Loisisno esochicha bilvavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. As Rashbam explains, if somebody did something to you, don't hate him in your heart and then act like a friend in front of him, but rather get it out in the open. Hoicheach toicheach asamisecho. Give musar, admonish your friend, tell him what's bothering you, but do it in a way of v'loisisa olavcheit. Do not bear a sin when you give him the musar. Rashi tells us, loisalva b'nei chaver b'rabim. Do not embarrass him publicly, but rather tell him the musar, admonish him in a quiet way, in a way that you will not embarrass him. Loisikoim, you shall not take revenge. Veloisitar, and you shall not bear a grudge. Es b'nei amecha, the members of your nation. Rashi tells us the difference between nekama, revenge, and netira, bearing a grudge. And he gives an example. If Reuven asks Shimon to borrow his sickle, and Shimon says no, the next day, Shimon asks Reuven to borrow his hatchet, and Reuven says no. So that is nekama, because Reuven is saying, I'm not giving you my hatchet because yesterday you did not want to lend me your sickle. What is netira? Bearing a grudge. If Reuven asks Shimon to borrow his hatchet, and Shimon says no, the next day Shimon comes over to Reuven to borrow his sickle, and Reuven says, you know what? Here's my sickle. He says, I'm not going to be like Shimon. I'll be better than Shimon. Shimon yesterday did not want to give me his hatchet, but I'll be better than him. I will lend him my sickle. That is considered netira, because he bears a grudge. He still remembers and holds on to the anger that Shimon did not want to lend him his hatchet. But still, he is not noikem. He does not take revenge, because he does lend Shimon his sickle. V'ohavto l'reacha kamoicha, you shall love your friend like you love yourself. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. As Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva says, Ze kla gadol b'Torah. This is a great rule in the Torah, to love your friend like yourself. And this is connected to what is said in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, a story where a goy came before Hillel, and he said, I want to learn the Torah. I want to be Megayer. And Hillel told him, De aloch sani, what you do not like other people doing to you, lechavercho loisavid, do not do to your friend. Zui kol haTorah kula, that is the whole Torah. Ve'idoch pirushahu, and the rest is commentary. Which means, Hillel was saying, if one keeps ve'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha, and he loves his friend like himself, then He will not steal from his friend. He won't speak lashon hara about his friend. He will do all the mitzvahs ben adam lachaveroi. And as Shach explains, once one comes to love his friend, he will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep all the mitzvahs ben adam lamakim too. So the underlying mitzvah to keep all the mitzvahs is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Es chukai sai tishmaru. My laws, my chukim, which are hard to comprehend, even those laws, tishmaru, you shall watch. And what are these laws? Behemtecha lo sarbia klayim. You shall not mate your animals with other species. That is called klay behemo. Sadecha lo sizra klayim. Your field, you shall not plant mixed seeds. Don't plant, for example, barley and wheat together. That is klay hasadeh. Uveged and a garment, kilayim shatnes, which has a mixture of wool and linen together, lo yale olecho, shall not come upon you. Rashi explains what the word shatnes means. According to Menachem, it means any connection, any chibur of wool and linen together. The word shatnes means machberes tzemer upishtim, a combination of wool and linen. Rashi brings out a second shot based on the Gemara, that shatnes is from the words shua, tavoy and nuz, which means shua, if the wool and linen are combed together, tavoy, spun together, and nuz, twined together. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. If in order for it to be considered shatnez, you need all three. You need the wool and linen to be combed together, spun together, and twined together. But others learn that it is sufficient to have one of the three, either shua, either tavoy, or nuz, in order for it to be considered kalayim and shatnez. Rashi over here goes with the shita that all you need is one, as we will see soon. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Shivcha Charufa, which is a chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin, half shivcha, half free woman, that was married to an eved ivri. Typically, if somebody is mezana with an eshes ish, the halacha is that both of them are chayav misa, the man and the woman. But over here, if somebody is mezana with this chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin, who is married to an eved ivri, the halacha is that there is no misa. But rather, the man is chayav to bring a korban asham, and the woman, the chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, is chayav malkus. But there is no misa on such a relationship. How does a shivcha become a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin? That is, if the shivcha was owned by two people in a partnership, and one of them freed his half. So now the shivcha is half free, chatzi bascharin, and half shivcha knanis. This chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, can only marry an eved ivri, because she cannot marry a regular yid, because half of her is a shivcha, and a yid cannot marry a shivcha. She cannot marry a goy, because half of her is a regular Yisraelis, and a Yisraelis cannot marry a goy. She can only marry an eved ivri, who is mutter to both of her halves. An eved ivri can marry a shivcha knanis, and also can marry a Yisraelis. So the pasuk over here is talking about a case where this chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, who was married to an eved ivri, was mezana with another person. That person is chayv to bring a korban asham, and this chatzi shivcha must get malkus. And the pasuk says, "V'ish ki ish gaves isha shichva zera." A man who will have a relationship with a woman, he will be mezana with a woman. What type of woman are we talking about? V'hi shivcha necharefes leish. She was a shivcha knanis that was designated and married leish to a man, to an eved ivri. But this shivcha knanis was not a regular shivcha knanis. V'hoftei, she was freed. Loi niftasa, she was not freed. Which means she was only partially freed. She was owned by two owners, and one of the owners freed her with kesef, which means that she bought her way out. Oy chufsha lainitin lo, or freedom was not given to her, which means she was not totally freed. She was only freed by one of the owners. Why does the pasuk repeat this? Rashi says this is referring to the freedom of shtar, because a shivcha knanis can go out in a few ways. One of them is through kesef, where she buys her way out. Another way is through shtar, where the owner writes a shtar shichur, a shtar that says that she is free. So a chufsha lainitala means that she was not given a total freedom through shtar. Only one of the owners gave the shtar. Bikuris tia, a an investigation must be done, lo yumsu, that they should not both die, ki lo chupasha, because she was not freed, she is not a regular eishes ish, she is a chati shivcha, chati bascharin, and therefore we must look into it and investigate, not to give them misa, but rather, as we will say further, she will get malchus and he will bring a carbon. Where do we see in the pasuk that she gets malchus? The pasuk says, bikuris tia. Rashi tells us that besides for the word bikuris to mean that we must investigate, not to give them misa, the word bikuris also means a lashon of kriya, to recite. Because one who gets malchus, the dayanim, the judges, recite over this person certain psukim in Sefer Devarim. So the pasuk says, bikuris tia, she will receive malchus and this kriya, this recital of the psukim, but not him. He will not get malchus. He will only bring a carbon. Like the pasuk says, Vehavias Hashamai, he will bring his carbon Hashem Lashem to Hashem, El Pesach Oil Mayed, to the opening of the Oil Mayed, El Ha'asham, the ram for the carbon Asham, Vechiper Olav HaKoyin, and the Koyin will atone on him, Be'el Ha'asham, with this ram for the Asham, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Al Chatosu Hashachoto, because of his sin that he did, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven, mecha tosa ashechoto, from his sin. Why does the pasuk say a double lashon, al chatosa ashechoto, and mecha tosa? Rashi tells us, because you might think that the only time this person will bring a carbon asham is only if he does this avera and is mezana with the shivcha harufa b'shoigeg, unintentionally. But if he does it b'mezid, intentionally, he would not bring a carbon asham. That's why the pasuk says, mechatos yashachota, to include even a mezid to bring this carbon. There are six types of karbonos asham. Three of them we have already learned in Parshas Vayikra, the Asham Me'ilois, Asham Toloi, and Asham Gezelois. One of them we learned in Parshas Mitzorah, that a Mitzorah, when he becomes Tahar, brings the Asham Mitzorah. This is the fifth, which is the Asham Shifra Charufa. And the sixth one is mentioned in Parshas Nosai, that a Nazir brings the Asham of the Nazir. Zakrashi Pasuk Tesvav, Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. Melamed, this pasuk teaches us, Shehadayin Hamakalkilas Adin, a judge who perverts the din, Kari Avol, is called a wrongdoer. Sonoi, hateful. Umishukas, and disgusting. Cherem, banned. Vitayeva, and an abomination. We see from our pasuk that he is called Avel, because it says, Loisasu Avel Bamishpat. From this word Avel, we can learn out the rest. Sheha Avel Kari Tayeva, because one who is an Avel, a wrongdoer, is also called Tayeva, an abomination. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Ki Tayavas Hashem Kol Oisei Avel. It is an abomination to Hashem, one who does wrong. So we see that Avel is called Tayeva. Veha Tayeva Kari Shekes Vecherem. And Tayeva is called Shekes Vecherem. Shenema, like the pasuk says, V'loisavi Tayeva El Beisecho. Do not bring an abomination into your house. V'hoyiso, because you will become a Cherem banned, Kamayu, like him. Shakes Tishaksenu. You should treat it with disgust. So we see Tayeva is called Cherem and Shekets. So from Avel, we can learn all of them. Since we see that one who perverts the din is called Avel, and Avel is called Tayeva, and Tayeva is called Sheketz and Cherem. Rashi did not bring down a raya that he is also called Sanoi, but if you look at Sifse Chachamim, he says that Tayeva is also called Sanoi, based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, that says, Ki kol Tayavas Hashem Asher Sanoi. So we see over there that Tayeva is called Sanoi, and that completes all five names. Avel, Tayeva, Sanoi, Cherem, and Sheketz. Zokt Rashi, V'loi Siso, Pnei Dol. You shall not favor the poor. Sheloi Toima, you shall not say. Ani Huze, this person is poor. V'ha Osher, Chayev, Lefar, Nosoi. And a wealthy person must and is obligated to support him. Azakenu B'din. I will make him win the Din Torah. V'nimsa, and it will come out. Misparnes B'nekios. He will be supported with cleanliness. He will not be embarrassed to get the money. The Torah says, you shall not do that. And do not honor the wealthy. You shall not say, Asher Huzeh, this person is wealthy. Ben Gedolim Huzeh, he is the son of great people. Heich Avai Shenu, how can I embarrass him? And see his embarrassment. by letting him lose the din Torah. Oinish yesh bedavar. Isn't there a punishment for embarrassing a prominent person? Mekach nemar. Therefore, the pasuk says, v'loy sedar pnei gadol. Do not favor the wealthy. B'tzedek tishpat amisecha. With righteousness, you shall judge your friend. Kimashmoi. As it sounds, that is the simple pshat in the pasuk. Do not favor the wealthy. Do not favor the poor. Davar acher. Rashi says a second shot, Havedon es chavercho lekaf schus, you shall judge your friend toward the scale of merit. You shall always give him the benefit of the doubt. Zok Rashi lo selech rochil, you shall not go about gossiping. Ani oimer, I say, Hashem shekol mishalchim edonim, all people who instigate fights, umesapri lashon hara, and speak lashon hara, holchim bebatei reihem, they go to their friends' houses, liragel, to spy. Ma yirura, what bad they can see, or ma yishmura, or what bad they may hear, lasapir bashuk, in order to relate this lashon hara in the streets. Nikroim holchei rogel, that's why they are called holchei rogel, holchei regila, the ones who go and spy. Aspaimant balaz, v'rayel advarai, and a proof to my words that it means to spy, shalemetzinu rechilos, we do not find the language of rechilos. Reichel, she'en kasev b'lashon alicha, that is not written with a language of going. Leiselech Rachel, our pasuk says, do not go and gossip. Hoilche Rachel nechoshesu barzel, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, the ones who gossip and defend their words as strong as copper and iron. Ushar lashon hara ain't costed by alicha, but by other lashon hara, it does not say a language of going. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, miloshne b'seis ereyu, he slanders his friend in private. So it does not say halicha, and also lashon remia, a deceiving tongue, lashon medaberes gedolus, a tongue that speaks with haughtiness. So over there it does not say a lashon halicha only by Rachel. Lekachani omer, therefore I say, Shaloshin hoylech umaragel, that the language this word means to go and spy. Shachof nechlefes begimel, the chof in rochil is interchangeable with a gimel to make it rogel. Shekol haoisiyos shemoitziyem b'makom echad, because all letters that come out of the same part of the mouth mischalfa zubizu are interchangeable one with the other. For example, beis bepei, a beis can be interchangeable with a pei, a gimel with a chof, a kuf with a chof, and nun with a lamed, and a zayin with a tzadi. The chain, and similar, where do we find a lashon of spying? Vayiraga ba'avdecha, and he spied against your servant. Rogel b'mirma lemar olai ro, he spied deceivingly to say bad about me. The chain loy rogel alashonai, he did not slander with his tongue. Zakrashi v'chein roichel, and so too a peddler. He is also called a roichel, a spyer. Hasoicher umaragel achar kol schara, because he goes around and spies to find different types of merchandise. That's why a peddler is called roichel, a spy. V'chol ha'moicher b'samim, and also anyone who sells spices, liskashi b'hem noshim, that women adorn themselves with, al shem shemachaset tomid ba'ayoros, because he's always circulating and spying about in the cities to find people to sell his merchandise. Nikra Roichel, that's why he is called Roichel, a peddler, Lashon Roigel, a language of spying. V'Targumai, Targum says on this word, Leiselech Rochel, Leisechel Kortzin, do not eat the meal of the winkers. Kamoi, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, V'Ochlu Kortzein di Yehudai, they ate the meal of the winkers of the Jews. Ochel Kortze Be'Malka, they ate the meal of the winkers by the king's house. Nira Be'enai, Rashi says that it seems to me, Shehoi Mishpotam, their custom was lechol bebeis hamakabel devrayim shum halota, that the person who accepted the lashon hara would eat some food to show that he accepted the words of the lashon hara. V'hu gemar chizuk, and this is like an affirmation shedvarav mikuyamim, that his words were taken as true and were authentic. Umamidin ala emes, and are true. V'oisa halota, and this meal, this tasting, nikras achilas kortzin, is called the meal of the winkers. Lashon kuretz ve'enov, it is an expression of one who winks with his eyes. Shekein derech kol halchei rogel, because so was the way of people who speak lashon hara, likroitz ve'enayim, to wink with their eyes, velirmoiz, and to hint, divrei richiloson, their words of lashon hara, shelo yavinu shar hashoyim, in order that other people should not understand, so they wink to each other. And that is why Targum says on the pasuk Loiseilech Rachel, you shall not go about gossiping. Loiseichel Kurtzin, do not eat the meal of the winkers. Do not eat this meal, which was an affirmation that they all agreed that the Lashon Hara was true. Zakrashi Loisamed Al Dam Reecha, you shall not stand over the blood of your brother Lirois to view b'misasa his death. But you are able to save him. You should save him. If your friend is drowning in a river, or if a beast or robbers are coming against him, you shall save him. I am Hashem. I am believed to pay reward to the ones who go in my way, and believed to punish the ones who do not. Rashi over here is going with his pshat in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, where over there he says that the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, means that he is believed to give reward to the ones who go before him, and believed to punish the ones who go against him. It is very clear that Rashi does not say over here, Dayan li Parea, that he is a judge to punish, but rather Nemon li Parea, he is believed to punish. Because the name Elohim means Dayan, he is a judge, and he is a judge to punish. Over here, the name Yudkei Vavkei means Nemon, he is believed to keep his word, believed to give reward, and believed to punish the ones that go against him. The Ayin in the Mefarshim of Rashi, who discuss why specifically over here does he say both Nemon L'Shalom Schar and Nemon L'Pareah. Typically, whenever Rashi says Ani Hashem, he just explains Nemon L'Shalom Schar, as we find earlier in Parashas Achrei Mois, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Hey, and also in Pasuk Vav, where over there the Pasuk says Ani Hashem, and Rashi says Nemon L'Shalom Schar. He does not add on Nemon L'Pareah. Zakt Rashi v'loisisa olav chayt, when you admonish your friend, you shall not bear a sin, loisalben es pona v'rabim. Do not embarrass him publicly. Zakt Rashi loisikoim, you shall not take revenge. Omar loy, if he said to him, for example, if Reuven says to Shimon, hashileni magolcha, please lend me your sickle. Omar loy, Shimon answers back, lav, no. Lamachar, the next day, omar loy, Shimon says to Reuven, hashileni karduma, can I borrow your hatchet? Omar loy, Reuven answers, Eini mashilcha, I do not want to lend it to you. Kederach shalai hishaltani, just like yesterday, you did not want to lend me. Zuhi nekima, that is revenge. Ve'ezuhi netira, what is netira bearing a grudge? Omar loy, Reuven says, hashileni kardumach, can I borrow your hatchet? Omar loy, lav, Shimon says no. Lamachar, on the next day, omar loy, Shimon says to Reuven, hashileni magolcha, can I borrow your sickle? Omar loy, so Reuven answers, hey lecha, take it. Ve'eni kamaischa, I'm not like you. Shalai hishaltani, where yesterday you did not want to let me borrow. Zuhi netira, this is called netira, to watch. Shenoiter ho'eva b'libay, he watches the anger in his heart. Afalpi she'eno noikem, even though he does not actually take revenge. Maskel HaDavid is bothered why Rashi switches around the case by the case of netira from what he said by the case of Nekima. Because by Nekima, by revenge, he says that Reuven wanted to borrow the sickle from Shimon, and then on the next day, Shimon wanted to borrow a hatchet from Reuven. By Netira, by bearing a grudge, Rashi flips it around and says that Reuven wanted to borrow the hatchet from Shimon, and on the next day, Shimon wanted to borrow the sickle from Reuven. Why does Rashi switch it around? Maskel HaDavid answers, because there is a difference between a sickle and a hatchet. A sickle is used to cut soft things, for example, tfua. So therefore it does not get ruined when being used, as opposed to a hatchet that cuts wood and other hard objects, gets ruined when it is being used. And this is the reason why Rashi says this specific case by Nekama and flips it around by Netira. Because each one has a chiddush. By Nekama, revenge, Rashi said the case was that Reuven wanted to borrow from Shimon a sickle, something that does not get ruined. Shimon said no. The next day, Shimon comes over to Reuven and wants to borrow his hatchet. Reuven says no. Reuven did not want to give Shimon something that does get ruined. Reuven really can say that I am not doing Nekama, I'm not taking revenge. I would have given Shimon my sickle that he did not want to give me, but my hatchet, that gets ruined. That I do not want to give. So you might think that this is not considered Nekama. Zakt Pasuk, Zakt Rashi, this is considered Nekama, even though he does not want to give him something which is more of a risk than what Shimon did not want to give Reuven. And concerning Netira, Rashi flips around the case because there is a bigger chiddush that way. Reuven comes over to Shimon and wants to borrow his hatchet, which is something that gets ruined. Shimon says no. The next day, Shimon comes to Reuven and wants to borrow his sickle, something that does not get ruined. Reuven says, I'm not going to be like you, and I'm going to give it to you. You might think that Reuven is not over Netira. Why? Because he's not embarrassing Shimon by saying, I'm not like you, because Shimon really has a good reason not to give his hatchet, because it's something that gets ruined. If Shimon would have had a sickle, maybe he would have given it to Reuven. So when Reuven says, I'm not like you, he's not really getting at Shimon, because yesterday, Reuven wanted to borrow from Shimon something much more risky, something that would get ruined. So when Reuven says, I'm not like you, he's not embarrassing Shimon. You might think this is not Netira. Therefore, Rashi says, even this is considered Netira, bearing a grudge. Zok Rashi, v'ohavta l'reacha kamecha, love your friend like yourself. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah, this is a great rule in the Torah. Eschu kaisat yishmaru, my laws which are difficult to comprehend, you shall watch v'eluhen, and these are v'hemtecha l'sabia klayim, you shall not mate your animals with other species. Chukim elu, these chukim are gzeres melech, a decree from the king from Hashem, she'ein tam ledover, which do not have a reason. Ubeget klayim, and a garment of klayim. Loma nemar, why does the pasuk say beget a garment? Lefisha nemar, since the pasuk says in parashas kisete, loisilba shatnes, sema upishtim yachtom, you shall not wear shatnes, wool and linen together, yochol yilbash, I might think it will also be usher to be worn. Gizei tzemer, shearings of wool, vanitze pishton, and bundles of linen fiber. If one attaches shearings of wool together with bundles of linen fiber, it will be considered shatness and will be usur. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, beged, a garment. And since a garment, by a garment typically the materials are already combed materials. Gizei tzemer, shearings of wool, anitze pishton, bundles of linen fiber, are in the raw state and were not combed yet. So if you attach these two together, these two uncombed materials, the halach is that it is not considered shatness. And that we learn from the word beged, because typically the materials in a beged are already combed. Zakrashi minayin l'rabbeis halavodim, how do we know to include in the isra of shatnes felt, which means if the linen and the wool were only combed together but were not spun or twined together? Tamil loymar, that's why the pasuk says shatnes, davar shehu shua, something that was either combed together, tavoy, or spun together, or noise, twined together. Rashi is going according to the shita of Ravashi, that you do not need all three things, but if it was either shua, either tavoy, or noise, that is sufficient to make it into the iser of shatness. Va'oymer ani, Rashi says that I say, noise lashon davar hanimlal v'shazor ze im ze. Noise means something that is twined one with the other. Mishter belaz, kimoy, just like it says in the Gemara Moed Katan, Chazion, it is fit, linoze, for the twisted and withered ones, the isbahin, that are inside of them. Shaonu mefarshim, we explain the word noze, lushin komush, a lushin of withered and twisted. Flistira, the lushin shatnes pirish menachem. The word shatnes, menachem explains, machberes tzemer upishtim. It means a combination of wool and linen. Zakrashi necherefes leish, miuedes. Designated to a man. I do not know another word in the Torah similar to the word necherefes. The pasuk is talking about a shifcha knanis that was half shifcha, half maidservant, and half bascherin, half free. Hamu'ureses le'eved ivri, that was married to an eved ivri, shemutter b'shifcha akos medaber, that he is mutter to a shifcha and also mutter to the chati bascherin part. Akos medaber, this is what the pasuk is referring to. V'hofdei, she was redeemed. Loi niftah, say she was not redeemed. Peduya ve'ena peduya, she was redeemed and not redeemed, which means she was redeemed by one of her owners. Ustam pidyon bekesef, and typically redemption is done with money. A chufsha, or freedom, was not given to her, bishtar, with a document, a shtar shechur. Bikaris tia, you shall make an investigation. He like it, v'loihu. She gets malchus, but he does not get malchus. A bezin levakir hadover. The bezin should check into it and investigate. Shelo lechayv misa, not to be mechayv them misa. Ki loichu fasha, because she was not freed.
She is not a regular Eishes Ish. Ve'en kedushah kedushin gemurin. Her kedushin is not a complete and regular kedushin. Rabbi Seinu lamdu mikan. Our rabbanim in Maseches Krisus learn from here. Shemishu b'malkis yehei b'kriya. Somebody who receives lashes. Malkis. Also, there must be a recital of sukkim over this person. Shadayonim hamalkin, the dayonim that give the lashes, kurin alaloike, they recite over the one who is getting the malkis, the psukim in parashas devarim, im loisish malasos, if you will not watch to do all the mitzvahs, vehiflo Hashem es makoscho, and Hashem will hit you with wondrous makis. Kileichu pasha, since she was not freed, lefichach ein chayov no la misa. That's why you are not chayiv on her if you are mezana with her misa. She ain't kedushah kedushin because her kedushin is not a typical kedushin. She is married to an eved ivri. Ha'im chufsha, but if she was freed, kedushah kedushin, her kedushin would be a regular kedushin, v'chayiv misa, and a person who will be mezana with her will be mechayiv misa because then she will be a regular eishes ish. V'nislach loy mechatos asher chato. Why does it repeat again mechatos asher chato? L'rabois es amezit kishogig, to include one who does this avera intentionally, he is considered like one who does it unintentionally and also brings a carbon asham.